We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of 3Maw.
Welcome into another 3Maw bonus edition. We have brought it back here, a guy that you haven't heard from in a few months since football season ended, and I know many of you enjoy listening to, is a former K-State wide receiver and managing partner at Wildcat NIL. Curry Sexton has rejoined the show as we're here to talk all things NIL related and also talk some K-State football as the Wildcats are in the midst of spring ball right now, and we're delivering plenty of football content your way, and know many of you are probably starved for it with the off season and still 5+ months until we get to the fall and football season. So we're going to talk some football with Curry, but first we're going to talk Wildcat NIL and bring all of you up to speed, because a ton has been going on in that space over the last couple of months, and really the last few months since Curry was last on the show. And we're going to get into that, dive into it, but first we always have to remind you about our friends and over at Holiday Distillery, Ben Holiday Bottled and Bond Bourbon. It is my go-to drink. I've got Ben Holiday Bottled and Bourbon stocked up in my basement bar downstairs. You see it all the liquor stores you go to around the KC area. If it's not your liquor store, why don't you go request it? Because the Ben Holiday Bottled and Bond Bourbon is by far and away my favorite. And I'm a bourbon guy, and I can tell you, I know when bourbon tastes pretty good. I've got a taste for that. And Ben Holiday Bottled and Bond Bourbon is one of my favorites. I know I say that too fast sometimes. I've had some of you reach out and say, what is it again? Is it Ben Holiday Bottled and Bond Bourbon? It is Ben Holiday Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Go check it out. Find it in your liquor store. It is well worth the price. Stock up and support our friends at Holiday Distillery as they support us on 3Maw. And speaking of supporting people, why don't we support Wildcat NIL and get over to catsnil.com and support all the great work that Ryan Hennington, Curry Sexton, Pearson McAtee, and others are putting in, as there's been a ton that has happened, Curry, since we last had you on. In fact, on February 1st, the big news was Kansas State Athletics announced that it has collaborated with Wildcat NIL to become the official name, image, and likeness partner for the athletic department. Gene Taylor said in the release on February 1st, quote, "Name, image, and likeness continues to evolve and be a big part of the current landscape of college athletics, and it's very important for us to, as a department, to partner with the collective so we can provide our student-athletes every opportunity to benefit from NIL. Wildcat NIL has taken enormous strides over the past year to help our student-athletes in any way possible, and we are pleased to recognize them as our official partner for NIL." So, Curry, congrats, man. I know we text about it, and we were congratulating you when that happened, but significant and well-deserved, well-earned by you guys, a lot of trust in you guys, and so maybe you just speak to that partnership with Kansas State Athletics and what it means.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots happened since the last time we were on here together. Obviously, you know, it's no secret that we lost a couple guys to the portal in December, and that really precipitated this partnership. I mean, we always had an informal partnership with the athletic department and worked closely with them. But the collective embrace of NIL maybe hadn't quite happened yet. And then some of what happened in the month of December with the football portal window probably sped that up. And so after we had a couple key guys leave, in part because of NIL, Coach Klieman, Gene Taylor fully got on board with what we were doing or what we're doing. And so the school issued a request for proposal, a request for information to the various collectives that were active in the space. And ultimately, fortunately for us, selected Wildcat NIL. And it's been a great partnership so far. We're only just over two months in, but we have made incredible headway. We've worked very, very closely with the athletic department. We've put on several private donor events, and the outreach has been it's been both deliberate and extensive. And so we're really enhancing what we can provide to our student athletes to ensure that NIL is a competitive advantage for us and not a competitive disadvantage.
Well, we know the K-State athletic department is embracing NIL now. We know the K-State coaches, Jerome Tang, Chris Klieman, and others are all in when it comes to NIL. In fact, on a podcast you guys did too, which, by the way, we'll get into that in a minute, that you guys did a Wildcat NIL, a quote from Jerome Tang on the podcast he did with you guys earlier was, quote, "There was a time when facilities were the most important thing, a time when TV sponsorships were the most important thing. Everything goes through seasons. In the landscape of college basketball and college athletics, NIL is at the forefront. It is the most important thing," end quote. That is from Jerome Tang earlier this year with you guys at Wildcat NIL, which just gives you a sense of how much the coaches are embracing it and how important it is to also retaining really good coaches. We know that Chris Klieman and Jerome Tang view this of the utmost importance right now. I think a lot of coaches view it more importantly than their salary because they want to have that peace of mind that they're going to be able to retain guys. They view it more important than facilities, like Jerome Tang said. So, yeah, I think everybody is all in when it comes to NIL, Curry.
Absolutely. And Coach is right. I mean, there is college athletics has always been an arms race of some sort. You know, when I was a recruiter, when I played at K-State, it was all about facilities and then, you know, coaches' salaries became an arms race of its own. And then media rights has always been a significant part of this, as well as some, you know, maybe some Learfield sponsorships, MMR. So the coach is right. It's always been seasons, but I think we've all embraced the fact that NIL is now the most important thing. It's incredibly important to retaining key players, keeping rosters intact. It's incredibly important to attracting new talent to K-State. And like you said, it's incredibly important to keeping our good coaches right here in Manhattan, because if they don't have the infrastructure, the support that they need, which includes NIL support, then it's going to be really, really difficult to keep them. And so I'm thrilled, you know, for K-State that we've embraced NIL and that we're making it a top priority. And look, I mean, you talk about facilities being, you know, that being an arms race maybe of the past to some degree. Well, we're fortunate here at K-State. We're ahead of the curve in some respects based on the fact that our facilities are in really good shape. We don't have in the foreseeable future any large capital campaign needs. And so because of that, we could really go all in on NIL for the next few years until the model will likely shift. And so I think we're well positioned, unlike some of our rival schools, some of our Big 12 counterparts who are trying to tackle both NIL and capital campaign needs at the same time. We could fortunately focus on just NIL.
And I think this is a really timely show, Curry, because right now you start to hear a lot of rumblings about football in the spring transfer portal window, which in the last couple of years has been kind of minimized. There hasn't been a ton of talent that's entered the portal, and largely because there was the one-time transfer rule you had to sit out. So you pretty much knew your roster was intact for the most part. There wasn't going to be a ton of your top guys entering the portal, but now it's kind of a free-for-all going into this spring window. Josh Pate, who runs a large podcast with CBS Sports Network, has north of 250,000 subscribers to his YouTube podcast on college football called Late Kick with Josh. He's been hinting at this a while now, that how wild the spring transfer portal is going to be. In fact, he said, quote, "The post-spring transfer portal cycle coming up may actually be wilder than the December window. There are no rules. The impact of it is going to be nervous." Now, that might be, I think it might be a stretch to say it's going to be wilder than the December window. We'll see. But he also said, quote what's happening right now. I had someone walk me through a specific position group at a major university out there, and not only were kids on that team in that position group that the coach knew weren't going to be on his team the next year, but also this group of coaches knew who they were going to backfill with, and the names of who they were going to backfill with were not on the roster currently, end quote. That was from Pate talking to an anonymous coach at a Power 5 job. And so, you know, retaining your roster when you go into the spring work portal window is going to be of the utmost importance, which I think makes it even more timely. You got Jerome Tang and the basketball staff out there right now trying to retain some of their key guys and land some major talent here in the spring. And you've got Chris Kleiman and the coaching staff trying to retain their roster on a team that we'll talk about after a break is projected by many folks to be a Big 12 contender to win the Big 12 championship this year.
You're right. The next really 4 weeks are going to be vital to the success that we have on campus here next year, in the 2024-2025 season or calendar season, academic season. We're in the thick of it right now for basketball. And then that football window opens May 15 or April 15 and runs through April 30. And so that's going to be a really, really key 15-day period. We're in a pretty good spot right now with our roster. And I know as football nears the end of spring ball, conversations are being had with guys on the roster and making sure that the guys are happy, that guys feel like they have what they need, and that they're being taken care of to a degree that they're not looking and seeing what else is out there. So retaining what we have in place is incredibly important, and we're doing everything we can to do that. And then, you know, there's the piece of it that I believe right now we have, you know, a handful of open scholarships. And so we obviously don't want to lose any guys, any more scholarship guys to increase that pool of open scholarships. And we also need to be able to go out and fill those spots with key depth, you know, throughout the roster. And so the next 4 weeks is going to be really, really important to helping shape these rosters, and hopefully, you know, shaping rosters to become, you know, both in football and basketball and women's basketball and other sports to become, you know, Big 12 title contenders and even, you know, hopefully national championship type contenders.
Absolutely. And I also want to jump to this, Curry, because this was big news over the last couple of weeks. You guys announced on April 1st earlier this week that you'd surpassed 500 members with the Wildcat NIL. That unlocked an anonymous donor gift of $100,000 to Wildcat NIL to support K-State athletes. One of those first 500 members who signed up is going to receive a tour of the Ice Family Basketball Center, as well as a basketball signed by head coach Jerome Tang. But as part of Monday's announcement, you guys let everyone know that once Wildcat NIL hits 600 members, another lead donation will be unlocked, this time being $250,000. Maybe just speak to that and how folks can sign up to catsnil.com to join that membership tier and get it to 600 members and beyond to unlock more major gifts from donors.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something we've been planning on for quite some time. We were probably a little slow to get into this membership space. We didn't officially launch our membership until sometime in early September of last year. And then really didn't push it during the football season, but it has become a top priority of ours. It was really important to Coach Tang that we really get serious about a grassroots type campaign. Obviously, big donor dollars are really important, but you know, Coach and others wanted us to really focus on getting the collective fan base involved as well. And so it's been really fun to see the engagement. And we officially launched this thing on March 8th, I believe. And we had around 340 members. And as of this morning, we're already up to about 550. So in a matter of less than 4 weeks, we've gained about 210 members. We've got some really good stuff in store for the future. I mean, when we hit 600, it's going to unlock the $250,000 anonymous donation. I believe when we hit 750, we're working on getting a $500,000 anonymous donation. And then ultimately when we hit 1,000, we're working on a $1 million anonymous donation that will be unlocked. And so, and I know people look at it and they say, you know, they see these big dollars and then they see, you know, the 10 or 25 or 50 or $90 a month levels. And they say, well, why do we need this support? Well, I'll tell you, it's really, really important. Obviously the big donor dollars move the needle quickly. But these membership dollars can be really, really important over the course of a year. I mean, you know, I think right now our average monthly cost per or contribution per member, so there's 550 of them, is $40. And so if you look at that over the course of a year, if you look at 550 members at $40 a month times 12, and right now that alone right helps us raise around $265,000 a year. And so if we get that up into the 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 range, which is where we think we can comfortably be and where schools like us are at, then you're talking about this membership push raising on a year-to-year basis, you know, a close to or more than $1 million a year. And so this is it's very, very important. It's something that you know we feel like our fan base is really engaging with, and we hope that they continue to engage with, so we can get everybody bought in on this.
Curry, you were doing the same thing I was doing. I was running the math on the calculator on my phone there, and then you know I punched in, you know, let's say 2,000 members and average of $40. To your point, you average that's $80,000 a month. That's $960,000 in a year, and that's important. Look, the big donors are obviously going to fund a large portion of this, and everybody thinks that, but this also alleviates a little bit of pressure on their shoulders, right? And that's going to help. You think about $1 million, that might help keep 2 to 3 big-time players on your roster when it comes to football or men's basketball that can lead to a championship. And so it is meaningful. Get over to catsnil.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about NIL when we come back from break, and then we're going to dive into football. But get over to catsnil.com. At the top of the page, you can either click join the club. It's front and center, big font. You can't miss it. Or you can click memberships from the drop down menu. There's multiple areas on the landing page of catsnil.com where you can join. That's going to take you to the page with all the different tiers of memberships that Curry mentioned. Review that. Decide whatever you're comfortable at. Every dollar matters, as we talked about. You can either choose the lowest or one of the highest tier levels. You got the EMOM membership at $9.99 a month. You got the 1863 Club, which is $25 a month. The Cat Family membership of $50 a month. And Cats by 90 membership, which is $90 a month. Each tier includes some benefits, some perks, some incentives. The higher the tier level you go, the more that you're going to get. For example, the Cats by 90 Club is going to include you receiving a signed item by a player annually, a Wildcat NIL polo, tumbler. You'll be recognized on the website, et cetera. So we'll talk a little bit more Wildcat NIL when we come back from break before jumping to K-State football. But as always, we got to tell you about our friends at Homefield Apparel. Go to homefieldapparel.com. They just recently, in the last month, had another major K-State drop before the NCAA tournament fired up. Now they have over 50 K-State items on their website. They also issued a couple new hats, something that they hadn't had a lot of when it came to K-State apparel. They got two really cool retro-looking hats. Go check them out. They're also partnering with Wildcat NIL and doing some stuff as well. There's been different drop dates that they've worked with Wildcat NIL where you could score 20% off on those individual dates with one of their drops. They did it on the last drop. So they're great. They're supporting Kansas State. Go support them. Check out one of the 50 plus items. John always talks about the basketball warm-up shirt that they just dropped as well. Tons of retro gear, retro logos, hoodies, t-shirts, everything that you could potentially want over at homefieldapparel.com. And we've got you covered with discount code 3MAL23. You can score 15% off when you go to check out. So punch in 3MAL23, pick out your favorite K-State items, and get ready for football season, which will be here before you know it. Go to homefieldapparel.com. We'll be back to talk more football with Curry as we come out of break.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, Curry, this is probably the first time you've gotten the opportunity to hear about Manscaped from us, so try not to laugh as I read this to you and read to all of our listeners our Manscaped ad promoting a terrific partner to 3Maw. As I said, this episode's brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0, which I actually have right beside me right here. Some sweet packaging that they come in. The Lawnmower 5.0 version, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this. I just held that up. And watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code KCSN for 20% off, plus you get free shipping. So 20% off and free shipping with the code KCSN. And don't do what I did to John Kurtz, co-host on 3Maw, as I forgot to tell him that Manscaped was sending us this, and he became very insecure that his girlfriend may have gotten it for him. I gave my wife a heads up because I'm selfish and don't tell my friends, and so he became very insecure that she got it for him. But hey, if she did, that's great, because Manscaped is a great partner and a great, tremendous product. You know, it's the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. The fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next gen skin safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It's also waterproof. So as John Kurtz likes to say, you can take it in the ocean, you can take it in the lake, you can take it in the swimming pool. You could use it there. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that. Probably the shower is more something that people would probably do. So go to manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping with the code KCSN. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. All right. Thoughts, Curry? Any thoughts there?
Man, that is something. That is something. You're not leaving anything for the imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, as we always say, now we transition back to NIL, and then we'll talk football here, spring football for Kansas State. But I did want to mention, Curry, I mentioned the podcast earlier. You guys did with Jerome Tang. You're trying to steal it from us here. You're killing it, man. The podcasts were awesome. You had a podcast with Jerome Tang. You had Avery Johnson. Tell the listeners about that and how they can find that content, et cetera, and what else is planned down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that was something that we've been talking about for some time, is trying to find ways to generate content to promote what we're doing, to promote NIL generally, and to give, you know, K-Staters and our members, something to, you know, something additional to engage with. And so obviously we launched the pods with Coach Tang and Avery Johnson, and I believe both of those came out in February or early March. The pod is called Cats Talk by Wildcat NIL. You can find it on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And it's been really fun for us. I mean, it's obviously those two conversations were really, really fun ones. We had another one planned with Cam Carter, but it was actually set to go out, I think, the Thursday before he entered the portal. So we wisely held that one. And so now working on getting a couple more in the works, hoping to get one locked in with Dean Wade here soon, and maybe Skylar Thompson as well. And then I think here before too long, hopefully Coach Kleiman and Gene Taylor as well. So really looking forward to those. And again, it's just a way for us to give our supporters more content, something to engage with. And ultimately, we hope that it's something that can generate a little bit of revenue for us through advertisements. And so there's sort of the short-term play and long-term play there as well. But so far, it's been really, really fun.
Well, Curry, I'll put you on the spot. Some of our listeners might be like, well, Curry's running his own podcast now, so is he going to still want to do 3MA during football season? We would love to have you back. I know we talked about it offline, but I think the plan is to probably continue that weekly during football season as well and have you on here as part of 3MA bonus.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we don't, you know, I don't think we plan to dive into to football or to basketball specifically or talk too much about X's and O's or specific games. It's more high level stuff, getting to know the individuals as people and asking them some questions that maybe are a little bit outside the norm. And so, yeah, certainly want to come back on 3MA. It's been fun working with you guys and getting to talk K-State football is never a bad thing. So,
well, we certainly value having you on and appreciate you a great deal. A couple more things, just a couple quotes I wanted to read as well, Curry, about what Gene Taylor said on the expanded relationship and with Wildcat NIL. In an article with D. Scott Fritchin, he said, you know, quote, "What I like about Wildcat NIL is that most of the leadership are former student athletes. They get it. They want what's best for our student athletes and understand the importance of how we need both NIL and operational dollars. They've been easy to work with. And the biggest thing is they care a great deal about K-State athletics, in particular our student athletes, and they've made that a priority." I think that speaks volumes to you guys and all the great work that you, Ryan, Pearson, and others have put in. And he also said, quote, this is to our earlier point, quote, "If you ask the coaches, in order for them to recruit, it's important to say, if you come here, here are the opportunities that exist with NIL, and we can provide them with examples of student athletes that have it, as long as we have that ability and allows our coaches to be competitive from a recruiting standpoint. So I just wanted to note those things coming from the higher ups at K-State Athletics, the K-State coaches. They obviously prioritize it. So go to CatsNIL.com, check it out. Curry mentioned it. We're closing in on the 600 membership. Get to 750, another large gift, and potentially 1,000, a huge gift. I mean, these are significant gifts. And go check it out. Go support Wildcat NIL and all the great work Curry and the folks do over there. All right, Curry. The folks want to hear some football talk probably as well. So let's give it to them. Spring ball, we're in the middle of it right now. Maybe just your general takeaways as you look ahead to the 2024-25 football season, your excitement level, and maybe what you're looking forward to the most coming into the season.
You know, I don't know that I've been as excited as I am for football season as I am in a long time. You know, we've got some really key guys on our roster that I think have generated that excitement level. Obviously, Avery Johnson being the primary one. I mean, I think the buzz around him is you know, more palpable than I can remember with a young quarterback, and for obvious reasons. I think there's a lot of expectation being placed on Avery, but I think it's all rightful expectation. I mean, what he's done so far in his you know, year plus in the program, I think warrants that. He's a guy with massive potential. I think he's a guy who's a, you know, budding superstar in the college football game, and we're lucky to have him. And so I think that alone is generating a ton of excitement this offseason. But we're really excited about this team. Obviously, there's still some work to be done. I think there's still a couple pieces to add. But, you know, I think we've got one of the best running backs in the country, DJ Giddens. So you pair him and Avery, and that's a dynamite duo in the backfield. I think our receiving core is going to be significantly improved, and there's going to be some real depth there. Getting a guy like Dante Cephas was key to, you know, enhancing that room. I think there's, you know, a lot of pieces to work with on the O-line, and then we return a lot of key guys on the defensive side. We return almost our entire secondary, several guys in the linebacking core, and several guys up front, and so really excited about that group as well. Coach Kleinerman, I think, does a heck of a job with his guys, and so really excited about this team as a whole. I think if we could add a couple more key pieces, depth pieces, I think this team has a chance to have a really successful year.
Let's start there then. Depth pieces, as we look into the spring transfer portal window and potentially being able to land a few more pieces to build out that depth, maybe what is a position group or two where you would like to see Kansas State address here heading into the spring transfer portal window?
Yeah, I think obviously the coaches know the roster better than I do, so I clearly defer to them. But I think, you know, I think running back is one. We've got, you know, we've obviously got DJ, and then I think we've got some young promising talent back there. But, you know, Joe Jackson, Devin Rice, John Price, all these guys are unproven. And so I think it'd be, I think it's important that we go get a guy who's got some experience, who can back DJ up and who we can all feel comfortable about if for some reason DJ gets dinged up and can't go. And that's not to say that these young guys aren't going to be, you know, studs, but I think it's having some experience in that backfield would help. I think in the interior of the defensive line, I think we're probably going to need a key piece there. Obviously, Malcolm Alcorn Crowder didn't make it to campus. And so I think that leaves a void there in the middle. Gotta feel good about what you've got with Uso and Damian Elalio and even Jevin Banks, maybe less frequently in that interior position. But I think we probably need to add a depth piece there. And then I think they probably add a depth piece at both middle linebacker and cornerback. I think we're in good. I mean, I think we have good depth at the linebacker position, but it seems like a lot of our depth is maybe on the outsides. And then cornerback, I think, you know, we've got two proven guys, two really good players in Jacob Parrish and Keaton Garber. And I think we've, again, just like the running back room, we've got some young people with promise in Kenijah Thomas, Donovan McIntosh, and even Justice James. But I think we need a, you know, an experienced depth piece there as well. So I would say those are the positions where we're probably needing to add some depth if possible.
Yeah. When you look at the running back room, especially, I mean, it's often hard to sell to these guys, like, to come in and be a backup, but I think at running back, you can do it. I mean, case they can point to the example that DJ Giddens rushed for over 1,200 yards last year, but Trayshon Ward still had 125 touches, 125 carries, and rushed for over 600 yards. So you're going to get some snaps, and especially a running back if you come in and you be the number two guy. So there could be an opportunity there. Let's touch wide receiver, because you mentioned it, and since we've last spoken, K-State added Dante Cephas from the portal. Keegan Johnson is back. We obviously had a lot of great hope for Keegan last year. He battled injuries, unfortunately. I'm sure it didn't hit the expectations he had for himself, but, you know, all indications are he looks great again here in spring ball. They have high hopes for him. They added, you know, Dante Cephas, a guy that has over 2,300 yards receiving in his career, was first team all Mid-American Conference twice at Kent State before going to Penn State last year. And then Jace Brown, who has the third most receiving yards as a true freshman in Kansas State history, averaged the highest yards per catch of any true freshman in the country last year. It looks like he's a budding star at wide receiver. Just what do you make of that room overall, Curry? And, you know, I guess we discussed it on at the pod that released today about wide receivers and tight ends. We believe this is the most talented wide receiver room that Kansas State has had in the Chris Klieman era. So maybe you expand on that. What do you make of that wide receiver position and what they've got there?
Yeah, I think it will be significantly improved for many of the reasons you just mentioned. I mean, you've got, you know, Jace was a really, really good, you know, really had a really good freshman year last year. I think he's only going to improve, and him and Avery have an obvious rapport that is, you know, maybe outside the norm. So I think you expect a leap from him in year two. I think, you know, Keegan, I think you're right. I think we heard a lot of buzz about him last year, and then he struggled to get healthy. But I think it's fair to expect a lot out of Keegan. He finished the year pretty strong, and I think he's a guy that's really going to help us. And then Dante Cephas, he's proven, you know, he's like you said, he's a multiple-time All-MAC player, had over 80 catches a couple years ago. I think even last year on a team that struggled to throw the football, he had, you know, he was one of Penn State's better receivers on a top 10 team in the country. So he's a guy who's going to be really important for us. I think he's a guy who can go up and get the ball. He's a guy that Avery can trust in tight situations. So that's key. And then I think we've got really good depth. I mean, Jaden Jackson's a guy who played a lot of snaps for us last year, who's probably going to be your fourth, fifth, sixth receiver. That's key. I mean, that's depth that we didn't have last year. You know, you've got two young guys that people seem to be really excited about, and Trey Spivey and Andre Davis. Sounds like Trey, you know, was probably physically ready to play last year, but couldn't maybe grasp some of the mental side of things. And then it sounds like Andre Davis is taking a big leap forward in year two, which is great to hear. And by and large, you know, we keep hearing from the coaches about how they're trying to simplify things for the receivers. And having played the position, I could certainly understand that. We had guys who were certainly more talented than I was, but couldn't get on the field because they couldn't adapt to the play speed. They couldn't adapt to thinking while playing. Because in Coach Snyder's offense, there was so much thought process that went into playing the position. Adding a lot, I think Colin Klein was very similar in that respect. And so the coaches, I've heard it multiple times now that they're trying to simplify it because they want these guys, these really talented young guys like a Trey Spivey, like an Andre Davis, to be able to just go out there and play And I'm really excited to hear that. I think that's great recognition by our staff, and really excited to see what a guy like Trace Bybee can do, because we haven't had a lot of, and Andre Davis as well, we haven't had a lot of 6'4", 6'5", receivers who can run, who can jump, who can go attack the football over the course of the last decade or so. And so really excited about what those guys can provide as depth pieces.
You hit on exactly what I was going to ask you next, because it was what I talked with John and DY about on a recent pod, was the simplifying of the offense to get more talent on the field. It sounds like you're a big fan of that. Does it make you, I guess maybe if you look at it from a negative standpoint, does it make you more predictable? Like if you put a guy on the field, like the opponent might know, like, all right, well, typically when he's in, you know, they simplify things for him. He's going to run X and X route or this route. Does it make him more predictable? Or I guess maybe just expand on your thoughts there.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it probably, that simplification probably falls more in line with what Matt Wells has done in the past, with more of a spread, hurry up type offense. And not saying that that's going to be the product that we put on the field, but I think it's just making it, you know, people think that as a receiver, you block on run plays and you run around on passing plays. And that's, I guess in a simple sense, that's what it is, but there's so much more nuance that goes into it. I mean, if you're thinking, I mean, it's, you know, on a, let's say a 3rd and 8, you know, obvious passing situation, you know, you based on your film and your preparation, you probably have an idea of what kind of coverage you're going to get. But defenses in the Big 12 and in the country do a really, really good job masking that. And so they may line up in the pre-snap and they may show you a man, you know, two man look, or a man single high look. Or they may show you a cover two look, but then a set, you know, and so based on that, you're running a route a specific way because you most likely have an option somewhere in there. But then right at the snap, they adjust from that two man to a straight cover two, which absolutely changes what you're doing. And so being able to adapt in a split second on the fly when you're trying to run a route, get open, get prepared to turn your head around and catch a pass. That's a lot of moving parts for somebody who's thinking a lot, you know, but it's not second nature yet for you. And so just simplifying things and making it so that there's less thought that goes into it from when you break the huddle to when the play is over, I think is something that most receivers can really, really benefit from.
Outstanding insight there from a guy who played the position in Curry and was a 1,000-yard receiver, part of the last tandem to have 1,000 yards each between Tyler Lockett and Curry in the 2014 season, and John and DY and I were talking, could Jace Brown be that next 1,000-yard receiver this next year? We certainly have some high hopes there. Curry, we haven't talked to you since Matt Wells was hired as the co-offensive coordinator and Connor Riley was promoted to offensive coordinator, also still the offensive line coach. What do you make of the Matt Wells hire and Connor Riley as well?
I love it. I think it's, you know, I'm excited for Coach Riley. I think he's a guy who's earned it. You know, he's been with Coach for a long, long time. He's been a key cog in the operation for a long, long time. I think the players love him. And I think he's a guy who's really respected at K-State and within coaching circles. But I think for a first-time offensive coordinator to be able to engage and retain a former head coach in the Big 12 conference is not something that works, you know, that we're used to here at K-State. But I think that's key for Coach Riley's development. I mean, he's got a guy who's been a play caller for a really, really long time, who's coached some really good players and some really good teams. And I think there's significant benefit in that. I think that's going to take a huge burden off Coach Riley's shoulders to have Matt Wells right there with him. And I think, you know, I think it's tremendous for our quarterbacks and for Avery and his development. I mean, it's no secret that this is a guy who played a key role in developing Jordan Love, who in the last, you know, 6 or 8 games of the season last year was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and a guy who's a first-round draft pick. And so I think that's something that I know from having talked to Avery about it that excites Avery. I mean, that, why wouldn't it excite you? And so I think for various reasons, I think Matt Wells is a slam dunk hire. I think he's going to be a great recruiter for us. I think he's already proved that. Dylan Duff is a kid that he helped land out of St. Louis shortly after being hired. And so I think there's a lot of reasons to love the Matt Wells hire. So really, 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 really excited about that. I think we did a really nice job of filling that void of the offensive coordinator role in the quarterback's room.
We had Matt Wells on 3Maw just in March, and it was really enjoyable getting to know him. And I just can't speak to how valuable it is to be able to, as a school like Kansas State, to get a co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach that's a former head coach at multiple stops and has been successful and developed NFL talent. So we are super excited about Matt Wells. I know, Curry, just one more question on Avery, because I kind of glossed over it. And obviously, he's a huge key to this team. He's top 20 in Heisman odds as you look at those across the board at DraftKings and other sports books. You know, K-State is listed a lot of the odds favorites to be the Big 12 champion this next year. And a lot of that is falling on Avery Johnson's shoulders and how talented he is. Do you ever worry that maybe too much pressure is being placed on Avery, or do you think he's equipped to handle it just based on how mature he is as a 19-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that from the jump. I mean, this is a kid who came in with a lot of expectations. I mean, even though he was destined to be the backup last year, I mean, he's a kid who came in and I think exceeded expectations from the jump. And then we got to see it in the first game last year. I mean, he came in late in a blowout. The fans were riled up about seeing Avery Johnson in the K-State uniform, and in his first playing time at the collegiate level, just marched us down the field with poise. I mean, stood in the pocket and made good throws, or got out of the pocket and made good throws. You know, on his touchdown run, he exhibited great patience. And then we saw that throughout the year. I mean, when he came into games, no matter the spot, I mean, coming into Mizzou, a raucous environment against a really good football team on the road, and you know, playing limited snaps, coming in often on second and long, and just showing extreme patience when running the football, and just, you know, again, it happened against Texas Tech, it happened against TCU. You know, this is a kid who just showed us that he's got incredible confidence, he's got incredible poise, and I think he's by all accounts, is a tremendous kid. He's a tremendous leader. His teammates really look up to him. And I think he's he's got a mentality that I don't want to compare anybody to Tiger Woods, because that mentality is unmatched in the history of sport. But I think Avery has a lot of that in him. I think his dad and his parents have really driven that confidence and that poise into him throughout his life. And I think that makes it so that he's pretty much stone cold in any given situation. I mean, we saw, you know, whether he was scoring 5 touchdowns against Texas Tech or playing limited snaps, I mean, this was a kid who came in and he never got too high, he never got too low. And I think there's a lot to be said about that, because the quarterback position is a position that has extreme highs and extreme lows. But I think his mental fortitude, the confidence that he has in himself, all of those things are going to make it so that Avery Johnson really is going to have success no matter what happens.
One more question, we'll get you out of here, Curry. How do you feel about the offensive line? Kansas State replacing, obviously, an All-American and Cooper Beebe at left tackle, and KT Leviston, Cooper Beebe at left guard, also could play some left tackle, and KT Leviston a left tackle who may get drafted as well, was invited to the NFL Combine. So they're replacing multiple dudes up front. What do you make of that offensive line, and do you feel good about it protecting Avery and also, you know, blocking for the run game and an all Big 12 type back and DJ Giddens?
Yeah, you know, I think we're obviously not going to have the experience level that we had last year, but I think there's reason to be excited about some of the youth, some of the change that we're going to have. I mean, obviously, you know, you had guys like KT and Cooper and Christian and Hayden. You have those guys around for a long, long time, and that experience, that consistency is good. But sometimes you need that turnover is also really, really helpful, because you get guys who are entrenched in their positions. Obviously Cooper was one of the best offensive linemen in school history, but, you know, some of those guys weren't without fault, you know, weren't without some weaknesses in their games. And so I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that in some respects there was turnover. And so you've got, you know, I think you've got a guy, Easton Kilty, who's got extreme experience at the collegiate level, not at the Big 12 level, but at the collegiate level. And so far, I think the reports are that he's going to be a guy who's going to be a plug and play left tackle, which is vital. And then, you know, if he's a plug and play guy at left tackle, you've got two guys who can play guard, and Hadley Panzer and Taylor Fortier, who have played a lot of snaps at this level for K-State, And then you've got a guy at right tackle in Carver Willis, who had a really, really strong back half of the season last year. And so with those four guys, you have to feel really good about, A, the experience level, and B, the upside. And then you've got several depth pieces there that I think people are really excited about. I mean, John Pastore and Andrew Leingang are guys who we've heard about for multiple years now, and they're going to get some more playing time next year. Sam Hecht is a guy who we've heard nothing but rave reviews about since he got into the program a couple of years ago, and it seems like he's going to have, you know, get some playing time at center. And Michael Capria sort of falls in that same boat. So I think, you know, there's obvious, I think we're going to have, you know, likely be some growing pains early in the season, but I think there's reason to feel, you know, to be excited about this offensive line and to feel like there's really significant upside there.
And I think a guy like Taylor Portier could take another jump this year, as he's another year removed from the multiple knee injuries that he had suffered. And I think this could be the year that he gets back to more of himself that he was when he became a starter a few years ago, and the future looks so bright for him. Looking forward to it. We are looking forward to football season, and we're looking forward to talking to Curry Sexton a heck of a lot more as August approaches and we get toward the start of football season. But wanted to jump on and talk some football with Curry and also talk about all the happenings at Wildcat NIL. So we appreciate you, Curry, for jumping on with us. Go to catsnil.com. Support all the great work that they're doing there. Check out the membership tier program. Help them get to 600, then to 750 members, 1,000. Sign up. You can sign up for as little as $10 a month. Go check them out, and also go check out all of our great sponsors, homefieldapparel.com, Manscaped, and the other Ben Holiday Bottled in Bond Bourbon Holiday Distillery. Go check them out as well. All right, Curry, we appreciate you. We'll talk soon, talk some more football, but thanks for jumping on with us.
Thanks. Thanks, Cole. Really appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.